Earl Davis is a hip-hop musician steeped in the beats of Washington, D.C. He goes by the name Damu the Fudge Monk. He's collaborated with the great jazz saxophonist Archie Shepp and plenty of rap artists. Here's Raw Poetic, featured on the opening track of Damu the Fudge Monk's new album, Conversation Piece.
Hallelujah, nothing to ya. Let the music do it to ya. Fill it in ya. Chest is heavy. Listen now. Are you ready?
Damu the Fudge Monk joins us now from London. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we should explain, that's Conversation Piece, P-E-A-C-E, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, let's get this out of the way. Your performing name, how did you come up with it?
Well, I'm originally from Washington, D.C., born and raised, product of D.C. public schools. And initially, Chocolate City was the name that Parliament Funkadelic gave the city. And I was big into the Shaolin monks and kung fu movies and also Willy Wonka. And so it's just like an amalgamation of several different ideas that I came up with as a teenager. So Damu the Fudge Monk, the monk of music from the Chocolate City with the chocolate skin.
This album on Def Presse Records, it's the first in a series called Crate Diggers. I had to learn what Crate Diggers means. Could you help us?
Well, the term, I guess, originates from the DJ culture, which originates, I guess, as a part of the hip-hop culture. And people that go around looking for vinyl and sampling or just great music, people were using milk crates to store records versus shelving. So crate diggers, trying to excavate sounds and, I guess, artifacts, anything that moves your spirit.
Well, what kind of crates did you go through for this album?
I got a chance to go through all of the KPM Music Library, a production music library, a company based in London, a world-famous production library. Been around for decades, I think, since the late 50s. The Monday Night Football song, bum, 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 but, bum, 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 that's part of the KPM library. Just a vast library of music for production use and entertainment. So whether it was B-movies, television commercials, radio spots, music beds, elevator music, you name it. And the library consists of sound effects, ethnic instruments, big bands, synthesizer experimental records, didgeridoos, vocal groups, choral groups.
So years ago when somebody was trying to make a bank commercial, they'd say, let's give a listen to what we'll see what we can find in the KPM files, and maybe there's something that's good.
Exactly. I want to say it's the first time that they've opened the doors to the crate digger generation or DJ producers to go in and create new art. It has been used and sampled previously just because the records do exist in secondhand stores. You may find a KPM album, so they've been sought after in the DJ culture, and a lot of them go for money. They're hard to find. A lot of DJs and producers have been seeking these records that has a certain sound and has a certain groove.
Let me get you to help us to take apart one of the tracks on this album, the one called Godspeed. This is one of the original sample tracks from the KPM library that you used to build this song. Let's take a quick listen. Nice jingle for, I don't know, gardening or lawn service or something. But here's how it ends up, and Godspeed ends up on your album. It's like you're rediscovering history that was left in a crate. I mean, it was there, just kind of waiting to be uncovered, wasn't it?
Oh, exactly. I mean, for me, it was like going through a time capsule. I mean, you can see all the trends, especially starting in the late 50s on up into the 60s. You can see what sorts of sounds and genres and techniques were dominant throughout that time. And things were changing rapidly. You know, you're going from some jazz kind of loungy percussion, and then, you know, eventually rock creeps in, and then you know, jazz fusion or synthesizers invented, the invention of stereo. So all the disco rock, these subgenres, just the anatomy of a lot of things in their catalog. It was very well produced and well recorded, and they had great sets of musicians.
Let me ask you about the track reporting, because I you play some instruments yourself on this album. We hear you playing vibes and rapping on this track.
A lot going on, man. Too much. A lot of madness, a lot of confusion, a lot of craziness, illusions, delusions. I'm out here in the cold desert. Where's the oasis? You go either way, you know, it's a toss-up. Can't lose sight. Faith is the most powerful weapon I got. Yeah, insert whatever.
I mean, the year like 2020, there was a lot going on for everyone. So I just absorbing what we were witnessing, just from, you know, the chaos, the some of the civil unrest happening globally that's still unfolding, the pandemic, the effects of the pandemic, the economy, just trying to find your place and your voice in a world that's changing, and you don't really know where things are going.
Act the beauty of an extra in a movie. Truth for sequels, parts 2, 3, 4. The worst are better in store for now whenever. Rain checks expire as the weather's getting wetter.
And then I was facing some family challenges where, you know, with, losing some family members and dealing with the effects of that and planning funerals and things and just really just trying to stay strong and be positive. And I was very thankful to just have some kind of peace of mind and happiness. So when I did that, it was really just me just venting, but also just trying to show that I'm humbled by what's going on, but very appreciative. And I know that it's my responsibility to a degree for my own happiness and peace of mind. And the fact that I have it, I can't lose sight of that benefit.
Earl Davis, also known, of course, as Damu the Fudge Monk, his new album, Conversation Peace, spelled P-E-A-C-E. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.